crew is this morning, W2JKT, mobile.
Sleeping in.
4 Yankee Charlie India, radio check.
W2JKT, audio is a little bit low, but readable.
Handheld in a hole, so in fact as readable as victory.
Hey.
Yeah, doing real good over here for HD.
I solved my nice automatic antenna tuner over the weekend.
For getting on that HF band, right?
I got a PALSTAR manual tuner, but I went ahead and splurged and got the PALSTAR automatic HF antenna tuner, the HF Auto. It's good for the power of, you know, my amp is like 1200 watts and the HF Auto will handle 1800, so it gives me some headroom and yeah, it should be nice to make it a lot easier to do remote ham from my office or wherever, because, you know, be able to load up the antenna pretty easily.
That's a good deal. Yeah, mine, you got to push and hold a button to get it to tune.
Static mode, you put, you know, 10 watts through it, and it'll automatically tune, and then you can, you know, bring the amplifier online and just go at it.
Capable of doing, the radio is capable of doing an auto-tune, but you got to have one of those ATOS screwdriver antennas.
That'd be right.
My 450.
100D that I've been wanting to put in my car, and that ATOS antenna is probably the good bet for that. But I just have to figure out, you know, how to, you know, get the budget for the ATOS now that I've spent all that money on the tuner.
Anything cheap anymore, and I guess the with the tariffs and that, it's really expensive.
Based on lithium iron phosphate batteries on Amazon, have gone up about 30% since Christmas.
Things are getting a little bit harder to get. We usually keep leather gloves in the storeroom, you know, just cheap cowhide leather gloves, and now they're not even going to ship until in December.
It's more expensive with all the tariffs. I mean, we've been struggling to fight it. You know, the court struck it down, but they're doing appeal. But I think, you know, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on tariffs this year, and you know, there's a glimmer of hope of maybe getting some of it back, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, all weekend we were using Ryobi tools.
What?
A drill motor and a little impact driver.
What ones they were?
They were green. I can't tell you anything about it, I don't think. I know she needs to get a few more batteries because her batteries are old. But it would take an 18 volt.
Don't worry about that. I'm just wondering if they're the drill and impact driver that I designed when I started working at TDI.
I'd have to check and see what models they were. I didn't really pay attention. Is there anything special about it and how it looks?
Compact line, they're brushless, so they'll say brushless on them, but other than that, you know, it's just the subcompact drill and subcompact impact driver. Not sure how else to describe it.
I know the impact driver was pretty small.
In a kit, you had the drill, the impact driver, a charger, and a couple of batteries, so that might be the kit they had.
Yeah, I think they, she works at Harbor Freight, and that, so I think they got a bunch of stuff, and she picks them up at deals whenever they have it. She's got more tools than I do.
A lot of Ryobi tools at Harbor Freight, that's for sure.
Them up at Lowe's or something.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
They're exclusive to Home Depot in the U.S., so that's the only place you can get them.
Realize that.
In the office today, see if I can grab a couple of freebie batteries, and then you and I can meet up one morning or something, and I can hand them over to you.
I appreciate it.
Now, today, I forgot to plug my car in last night, so all of the weekend driving we did, I started off with quite a bit less than I normally do this morning.
Make it there and get charged up at work.
Definitely going to make it into the office, but I just hope I can get enough charge in my allotted 4 hours to get home.
He's a charger for 4 hours.
We have 4 chargers, and we have like 20 people who drive EVs, so we try to self-limit to 4. I mean, they post a sign, hey, you know, limit it to 4 hours, and so we try to self-police that to make sure everybody has a chance.
KN4TFW.
Yeah, normally I park at like 6:30, and normally I can go down there around 9 o'clock and move. I only need to charge for about 2.5 hours on most mornings to get home, but this morning I might have to stretch it out a little bit. Got 3% battery left right now.
Enough to make it back to the house, right?
Around right now I can make it, but I'm still at mile marker 55, so I've got 28 miles to go still. About 20% by the time I get to the office. It definitely won't get me home.
The AC.
I don't actually use that much battery. It's the heat that kills it, and I'm running it this morning, so throwing caution to the wind here.
Son said when he had his electric car, was that, I mean, he liked it all right. It's just you have to really plan.
Good apps for doing route planning with an EV. There's one called PlugShare, and you can do it through the web, and you can get in and plan your route, and it'll tell you where the charging stations are and where you need to stop and how long you need to stop for, and what percentages to charge to and stuff. And it's very efficient when it all works out.